First, yesterday during Gordo's Corner, we listened to a bit that Houston All Sports radio station was doing. We talked about that bit, and boy, that put the ticket right in their crosshairs just unloaded on us yesterday.
Apparently, Houston radio hates Dallas radio. Yes, The Game is the name of that radio station down there. The John and Lance show. And someone sent us a bit that they did, their Wade Phillips bit, okay? And we played it without too much commentary. We just said, hey, look, we wish all our bits were this easy to write. All right, take a listen at this, just to refresh your memory.
Yeah. Before we get to a break, can you please just get Wade Phillips on a mobile line just quickly? Because I think it might be a little slice of heaven.
Wade Phillips on a mobile joining us right now on 1560 The Game. Hey, Wade Phillips on a mobile.
Wade? Wade, are you there?
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, Wade. Huh?
What?
Wade. Are you there?
Wade.
Are you?
Wade.
What time are you getting into town? Wait. Your team, they're 0-2. Do you have any plans for how to turn it around? Wait. You're on the radio. Wait. It's Sean and Lance and Chris Solis. He could do this all day and it would never get boring to me.
No.
It would be awesome all day long. Wait.
Okay, it goes on like that for another 7 minutes.
But as it turns out, that was just a caller to their show. That wasn't, hey, let's schedule this funny bit at 9 o'clock.
That's what they later claimed, yeah.
Okay. I can maybe see that.
Yeah.
But they could still go all day and it would never not be funny to them.
How?
Yeah, I don't know about that part.
So then one of our, I guess P1 Brian, he sends me this email. He says, hey, I called in posing as a Cowboy hater, and I slowly morphed into a ticket-loving P1. I accused him of stealing the bit and how unfunny it was. Anyway, they started talking about you guys and really bagging on you. So he sent me the link to them. Apparently, they went off on us at the end of their show yesterday. So here is them talking about your little ticket, P1s.
Let's get Daryl in here, finish this thing up. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, man, I just want to tell that Dallas fan that he can suck it, because come Monday, they're going to cry all the way back to Dallas. And you guys, you're not stealing things from other radio stations, are you?
No.
Okay, because that's what the caller came in and accused y'all of. It said that y'all were stealing that bit
stealing
from the Dallas
what?
Radio, whatever.
A dumb, sucky-ass butthole station.
Well, no, not only that, they go away.
People just called in. Why'd you steal daddy's baby girl, you dirty whores?
Listen, yeah, but aren't they like the number one radio station in all the nation?
In the whole world. They're the best, Daryl. They're the best, Daryl. Why'd you shut... No, we know that it's a prank from their station. We don't
prank.
Care. They're
you
a bunch
can
of
suck the butt of the dirty old man also.
I wish you wouldn't, because they were taping at Dell, and we wanted to tell them what a bunch of a-holes they were.
He called them whores. They heard that.
Daddy's baby... We don't...
Please, if you're listening...
Okay, what it sounds like here is someone's accused them. They also have taken that...
Daddy's baby girl.
Daddy's baby girl.
Which, by the way, that guy's based in Houston. They can steal that drop. It's on commercials all over the mm-hmm. place down there. But apparently someone called and accused him of stealing it from us. And that really set him off, I guess. And, boy, they're so vitriolic and hateful. With the language. What's with the language?
The language is offensive.
All we said yesterday when we listened to their fake Wade bit was we like our fake Wade better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then this is what we get from them.
Yes. Very violent reaction.
And also, kind of sounds like maybe a couple of junior high guys doing a radio show with the language.
Yes.
And all they know to do is
you
go straight to the insult.
Oh, it's kind of a giggle. And they think that somehow we've put someone up to this or that we were calling.
Right.
The more they go on, the more it makes it seem like they think that we were on the air doing this to them mm-hmm. at that time.
We could show them what that sounds like.
What?
P1's constantly calling and talking to Texans, and then all of a sudden they start talking about, you know.
You don't want to turn their whole show into a bunch of prank calls.
Well, it might be nice if they had some listeners.
Courage.
Right. No, we don't know that, Rich. They may be highly rated. We don't know that.
Well, you're an assistant PD. Do you look at their numbers?
I know that you can take, there's four all-sports stations in the Houston market. You can add up their shares all together, and they can't get to the ticket share.
Scoreboard.
There you go.
Boom. All right. Listen to a little bit more. They also have some kind of gag where they like to lock. I guess they lock a topic.
It's a lock?
Yeah, or okay. It's a lock. Yeah,
lock pick.
You'll start hearing that.
Look, I hope you're... No, I'm not going to say things about your mother, so I don't want to go that far with
listen.
It.
Listen. Hey, dumbass.
I almost did.
Hey, dumbass.
Hey, by the way, I believe both of your mothers have passed on.
Yes.
And they were going to
talk
about
are they talking about
them.
Our mamas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were talking about our mamas.
Yeah, that's real funny.
Since we had a caller call in that did a Wade book...
And how confused
that's not stupid ass coach. Your
you should be embarrassed
dirty,
that you employ such a dumb ass
freaking
loser.
Dumb ass bit.
You should be embarrassed that you employ him as a head coach.
It's like a Jake Z show or something.
Yeah.
That is your embarrassment. So if somebody wants to call in and go, what? Yeah, your thing was funny. We heard it for the first time yesterday when somebody sent it to me on Twitter.
Okay.
Well done. Well done. That's great. Congratulations. You can make fun of your terrible coach and your terrible team now. So can we. Because you're terrible also, and you're going to be our bitch also. But, I mean, that's besides the point.
Super gay.
Point and all. Besides the point, when you get your ass jacked up on Sunday, but take your little thing and do monkeys jumping around and juggling and we're going to land right here what we got. Another 0-3 visit with the coach who is, and we've been doing this bit for 27 years. Okay, beat it, losers.
It's a lock now.
I wish you hadn't hung up on
lock.
Us. Now. They were taping that to play on their stupid ass show.
Lock.
You have an itchy face. Tell.
Lock.
Man, we've been locked like 8 times.
Roasted.
Oh not roasted?
Yeah.
Dell, you gotta let that play out.
21 points isn't enough.
I wanted to get in their station and tell them what a bunch of a-holes they are.
29. I'd rather take them somewhere else. We could dump ourselves.
I thought Ron
we could have blasted F-bombs on their air and dumped our own selves so where they couldn't have done anything about it. We could have gone Nestor Aparicio.
Right.
You know Nestor.
Well, that was the guy from the ticket he got into it with.
He beat some guy's ass from the ticket. He like beat him up at the Super Bowl. Nestor, we had Nestor on the air. He said he destroyed this guy. Like, his face was all bloodied, and then the guy wouldn't press charges because he was afraid of Nestor.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Wouldn't go that far.
Oh, well.
What a bunch of little pitches.
There you go, John.
There you go, John. Right. John gave up a good one there.
There you go.
All right, we're done. Tomorrow, Acme Party and Pet Rental, 11-1-44, 11-1.
And then they meander around. They kind of come back to it there in a little bit, but you get the gist of it.
So Nasty went on their air and really lied about us.
Yeah, Nasty goes on their air and says that he bloodied my face and beat me up. And then I was too scared to press charges because I feared...
Nasty.
Yeah, feared Nasty.
Wow.
So I don't know whether they're lying now or whether Nasty went on there and just lied to them.
Hmm.
But it's funny. It's funny to hear how worked up people get over that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always the same tactics that they use. I guess that this is effective. Right? They bag on the Cowboys as if we...
Are in the organization.
Yeah. Apparently that's going to be a big insult to us. It's going to get our goat.
Hmm.
To make fun of the Cowboys.
What was it that caller said, the first caller they had on? Yeah, well, it's okay because come Sunday, the Cowboys are going to be going back to Dallas crying.
Yeah.
Wow. Good one, John.
I think that may have been the P1 who called up there and said, well, I think they're the highest rated station in the universe or country or whatever he said.
Ridiculous. Oh, was that guy a P1 also?
I think he was the plant.
Okay.
I don't know.
The plant was before
we didn't
that.
Plant him, but he planted himself.
Okay.
I don't know. It's unclear. Boy, listen to the language. They are really Z-ing it up.
They are.
What station was that?
KGOW.
It's 1560.
Nobody called that today, okay?
Right.
Rich?
You want to give us a number to not call?
I don't have it.
I got it.
Oh, good. Okay.
But I wouldn't call it.
No.
Houston Radio 1560. They're the score, I think, or the grid,
the game.
The game.
God, they're even more on the enchilada end of the AM dial than we are at 1560.
Forget about the fact that could have a worse signal than we
that
we
they're area code 713. Just forget all about that.
Is that a Houston area code now?
Mm-hmm. That has been for a long time, 713.
Mm-hmm. Do they still do the exchanges down there? You know, like Taylor 5738.
No, they have stuff like 439, stuff like that.
What exchange would that be?
And a lot of radio stations like put their frequency as like the last four.
But 1560?
Yeah,
is that their frequency? Anyway. So yeah, that's John and Lance who hates the morning musers.
Well,
they that's hate too bad. The morning musers.
We don't want to hate war with anybody. That's too bad.
No, it's all fun, right?
I thought it was. All right, 8:54 here on.